Nipsey Hussle should have been. And it's just crazy that it's so many conversations that probably gonna go on for years that can relate back to the Nipsey situation. You know what I mean? Because it's unfortunately safer. I don't know. You know what I mean? You could tell me, like, how we are equating some of his homeboys, not all, but some of his homeboys that maybe just wanted to be rappers, or maybe everybody don't have the same mental capacity, not like, but the foresight or the vision that he had to piece different things together. Because of course, by now, if people didn't know, they know that Nip was a super intelligent dude. He was just born in a certain type of circumstance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it'd be making me look at, like, not comparing myself at all to Nipsey, but saying, like, you have your everyday, the things that you do, you have your visions, and then you may want to try to implement the people that, say, for instance, you personally know, people that you have actually dapped up, like people you personally know that's from your community, and then you see, like, their goals and shit is, like, hella limited. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't think outside the box, or they don't want to try nothing different, or they don't put 2-3 steps worth of effort towards anything. You know what I mean? It's like, and it'd be fucked up, because then it's like, okay, now if you get some shit really popping and then you turn back around and try to put them in position, then you end up getting killed in that same place, because you really technically just trying to get your own people on, because you already own, you a millionaire.
Yeah. You know what it is, bro? At the end of the day, not everybody want that. Deep down inside, it got to, just like you niggas say, it got to be in you. It can't be on you. It was something that was in him. Like, the nigga came out with a, he didn't have no fucking, no Jesus piece. The nigga came out, the first video that niggas knew about, he had a Malcolm X chain, my nigga, with diamonds in the fucking pendant. That's what made me like, whatever this nigga say, I'm fucking with him. Just based off the nigga got a Malcolm X diamond chain. I ain't never seen a nigga with a Malcolm X chain.
Exactly.
That's what made me like, and my connection was, shit, I got a Malcolm X tattoo on my forearm. Because Malcolm X changed my life. He taught me how to, just reading what he went through and being who he was, taught me how to be a black man in America. Some shit my daddy didn't even teach me. My uncles didn't teach me. My brothers ain't never taught me. This is some shit I died for, from what I understood what he stood for as a man. So that was a whole, that right there, and being from where nigga was from, that was revolutionary. Just right there. I seen that just off of just watching Hustle in the House. I was like, whoa, fuck is this nigga? I said, whoever he is, I'm fucking with him.
Right, but that was
symbolism. That's not that in everybody.
That was like symbolism within itself. Because even that, like you said, that Hustle in the House, the surface level thinking person would have just watched that video, and maybe, even though people do, you know, still look at the glitz and the glamour, but they wouldn't have read that deep into that chain. That piece is a reflection of him in a major way.
Yeah,
but people just didn't know it yet. And I wonder if, with his talent as it progressed and stuff like that, you know, with that symbolism, because we know how the industry is, you know what I mean, and learning the industry more and more day by day. I wonder if that symbolism was why maybe some doors maybe got shut, or doors maybe was a little bit harder to open because certain other higher powers may have seen, like, no, that shit right there around his neck represents something. You know what I mean? We don't want to try to let this type of prey. He may have had no other choice, even though he did sign a deal, but he, not a deal, a partnership, but he damn near had to put them in a position where we went in so much, you got to partner with me. You know what I'm saying? They may have not tried to, you know, want to let, because you see the type of shit these motherfuckers are letting in the game. They want to let the most worst shit in the game, because they know it's going to be the most people.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Whether we like it or not, Catch Me Outside was his label mate. She on Atlantic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what they signing now. Catch Me Outside is what they signing. And we don't even know her from nothing. We know her from being a little badass kid on the Maury show or whatever, or Doc, whatever the fuck she was on. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they signing now. I just talked to the homie just yesterday. I ain't talked to this nigga in 15 years. My nigga just came home. What up, my nigga? My nigga just did 15 years. Nigga, I'm 34. He got to be 33. He a year younger than me. 15 years straight. We was both sitting there like, nigga, where did these face tats come from? That used to be a straight. That used to be designated for real deal stone cold motherfuckers now. And the nigga,
right.
Now I'm talking to a nigga that's been in the pen since, nigga, 2005, 4, 6, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah.
You know, it's goofy. Like, what? Like, how? How? You know, this is what they signing. They signing Goof Troop, drug addicts. The homie just talked. We just talked for an hour and a half yesterday talking about this shit is goofy, bro.
Because they know 100%. And the crazy thing about it, at one point in time, the industry tricks and all that stuff used to be hidden to the average consumer. It's in everybody's face now that at least want to see it.
Yeah.
We see what they purposely doing. They purposely signing certain people to because they know how it's going to influence the masses and influence another generation. You know what I'm saying? Say, for instance, if the situation didn't happen between Pac and Big, it probably would have been more rape cases and shit would have came as well. We see how they doing everybody now. You know what I'm saying? It probably would have been more
hanging
rape
out in hotel parties. I remember niggas used to party in Motel 6s. The homegirl got some drink. They in, you know what I'm saying? They in a motel. Bro, it's truck, man. This shit crazy. That's like, it kind of go back to what Charlamagne was saying about the rape culture. Like, we was raised on, oh, snap. Like, nigga, who was raised on Freak Nick? Nigga?
Yeah.
You know how many rape cases would have been, nigga, in Freak Nick?
Exactly. I'm talking about if Freak Nick, it wouldn't have been able to pop off this, you know, this.
Social media, Freak Nick.
And it's still millions and millions and millions of freaks, whatever they want to call them, thots nowadays, sluts, or whatever the case may be out there. But to the general consensus, it wouldn't be able to pop nowadays because, you know, and not to say that, yes, you know, with raping going on, but it was a lot of consensual shit going on. But a lot of that consensual shit would not be tolerated. It would automatically get flipped to look like some bullshit. But
absolutely.
We definitely was, because I'm, man, being in high school, to be honest, when I was in high school, the baddest chicks in high school were not dating dudes that was in high school. They were dating dudes that was already out of school.
That nigga, me too. I came up in the same time because them niggas had cars. They had their own little shit. Like they, and it's crazy because I remember the homie had got into it with his girl because some niggas used to come up to the school to holler at his girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, it's shit, man. It's crazy.
And I guarantee, you know, it's still going on to this day, but just the way society set up right now, you know what I mean? It's like they brushed that type of shit up under the rug. But if Pac was still alive, they would have found 100 more of whatever old girl name is. Not to say I wasn't there that night, but from, you know, hearing different stories and interviews from people around Pac saying that she was consensual, whatever, or whatever the case may be, with Pac, they would have found some way if his impact was that tough, pushing people in that type of mindset to get them up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because they making sure you don't care if you had a 30-year. That's why, like, a conversation I was having with my girl one day about it. I was like, if you really just sit back and peep the artists, the rappers, or whatever that come into the game already married or come into the game that got girls already, you don't really see them go through these same problems. It's the ones that really come into the game that probably was squares and never got no pussy before they got into rap.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
You wouldn't, and then they you wouldn't a fly nigga be without shit. Now you're a fly nigga because you got some shit, and you know it. And they not ready for that. I think we had that conversation before. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then again, that's part of that whole setup. I don't know if it's true about the meeting that they had back in the early 90s or whatever about the prisons and the music executive labels. But this is what they doing. It's like in comedy, there is no such thing as some 18-year-old comedian. You got to be like seasoned. You got to go through some shit to tell a story because you're sitting there telling stories. But in hip hop, for some reason, some strange reason, the younger you are, the more validated you are to have a platform to speak to the masses, which is utterly fucking ridiculous to me.
We figured that out. They purposely keep it a young man's game. I feel like for a couple different reasons. But the way I look at it in the rap game, the reason why they keep it a young man game, say for instance, you got a label, say for instance, okay, Equity or Liquid or whatever the case may be, they worth $100 million. Who would they prefer to give this bogus ass contract to? This 20, almost 30-year-old individual that got a little bit of sense, that's made, got a higher probability that's going to get a lawyer to read over this shit, or this young dude that barely can put food on his table that night, that's a hooked to drugs and all this stuff, still immature? They're gonna target market that younger person.
Yeah, because it's capitalism involved. We talk about capitalism at the end of the day. Now, we gonna sign this dude. He don't got no discipline. He gonna get a bunch of females pregnant. He gonna go to jail. Oh, and guess what? We're gonna pay for your bail. But guess what? Once we pay for your bail, you owe us now. So they could tack on keeping these niggas enslaved because they know you finna get into some shit. And we'll go ahead and take care of your business, your legal troubles for you. But we're charging you, nigga. Just let you know, we're gonna charge you, my nigga. And that's exactly what's happening. Yo, you there? Your phone with mute, bro.
Hold on. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, you good now.
Oh, yeah. I guess this screen got to stay on. But, yeah, that's my theory of over the years just really watching this situation. I'm like, no, they purposely keeping this a young man.
Hell yeah.
Because that's where they know they're going to because 9 times out of 10, it's a higher probability that he going to fuck up, but he already signed into this contract. You done gotten this big ass, it's basically a loan. They call it an advancement, but it's basically, and to me, it make it even more sad. The more and more I see a lot of older rappers come out and do interviews, it be making me kind of sad just really hearing more, just like De La Soul when they went on their press run.
Yeah,
and talked about
that.
how fucked up they got fucked over. Then I just seen an interview the other day with Eric Sermon, and he was just talking about how basically he's out of all the shit that he put out. He was like, he never have gotten like a royalty check or nothing from all the stuff that he put out there. You know what I mean? It was like, now he got his shit on the ball now because he was like, he had to fall back and figure out this new game and all that stuff. So he got a lot of things in place now. But it's like, bro, you put in 20, 30 some years worth of work. You're not getting a penny back from none of that shit. Where just somebody else that's in that office that's collecting all your money from the blood, sweat, and tears, all the days you done put your life on the line going from state to state doing these tours and shit. And that be the part, that's the fucked up thing about it, is because you have a natural talent that take you around this world, and then we have to have armed security or make sure we got, you know, throwaways or whatever, just to protect ourselves, just to be able to go get our money because of this hating factor that goes on in the community, the hate and the jealousy and stuff like that. And most of the times that fucking hate or that jealousy be from a motherfucker that really actually buys your albums or supports you and this and that. But just because you didn't shake their hand when you walk past this motherfucker and try to knock you down. And you seeing them,
this shit is that, and that's the real, bro. This shit is crazy. That is some psychological shit. It's like, you had the same chance, or maybe you didn't. But it's like, you got to be, see, it's hard to justify it, because on one end, I'll be trying to justify it. On the other end, I'm like, nigga, ain't no excuse.
Yeah.
Open the book.
Like, bro, I have found myself in that same spot. I could either, if I put my, like, if I'm looking at an equation, I use myself as a variable, whatever my background, I'm talking about dating from birth up to now, I could take a cousin that had 100 times worse life, this and that, and take someone that maybe didn't have, maybe Danner had almost a silver spoon. Like, it'd be certain little choices that people make is what end up putting them in the positions, but they lock themselves in mentally, where it gets to the point where, it's like my old dude say, he was like, man, people don't change what's working for them. If they feel like, but what's working for them may seem minimal to us. You know what I'm saying? Because we thinking on a larger scale, but maybe them, like say for instance, when we talk about people that be hitting licks and jack boys and stuff like that, where they'll burn a bridge over $1,000, but if they kept making money with that person, they probably would have made $100,000 or more. But that $1,000 may be satisfactory to that individual, because they may be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, circumstances, yes, we know this whole system, we know this whole game, all this shit is not set up for people to succeed. But if people really, sometimes they got to detach themselves from other individuals, get by themselves, get focused, and apply themselves to something and really work on it, and don't allow, you know, peer pressure, don't allow drugs and everything to get in the way, you can figure out a way to better your circumstances. It's really no excuse. You know what I mean?
It's really not. But our excuse as a community, and I'm going to say our community, but our culture is, oh, this nigga being smart. Just like Chris Rock said, oh, you a smarty-eyed nigga. You a smarty-eyed nigga. Like, being a smart nigga is so not cool.
It's being like, smart is dumb.
Right. Being right. smart is dumb. But not to go back to the Nipsey situation, how better of a way to make smart being cool? Cool. I'm from here. I'm a gangbanger. I got face tats. I'm like y'all. But check this out. I got a Vector 90 now. I made smart cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, here you niggas go. Smart is cool now. Matter of fact, smart is gangster now. But see, it's crazy because you got all these other, these ODs, these OGs that are younger than, that are older than us. And they like, oh, snap. Well, what was I doing? You right. kept perpetuating being smart and not being innovative. What's cool?
And you know what they, when it, anytime you mix ignorance with intelligence, unless both individuals are open-minded enough to try to learn from each other, the positive and the negative, the growth, the ups and downs, the peaks and valley. When you mix positive with ignorance, say for instance, like that example you just said, you take that old head, that OG that's maybe 40, 50 years old, and then he see this young person coming, that person can come from that same block, same circumstances and everything, mm-hmm. and figured it out. That OG that maybe not be smarter than him, he may try to use his wisdom, or you still try to play on this person's naiveness, or use his muscle on that person. Because a lot of old motherfuckers, if you try to tell them something new, a lot of them, not all, will reject the information because they don't want to seem dumb to the younger person. You know what I mean?
They like what's working for them, just like you said.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to that ignorant shit. Nigga, I'm a gangster. If I could sell crack, I could sell anything. Nigga be in a board meeting saying some shit like this at a dealership. You know what I'm saying? I've heard stories where I heard niggas say, oh, nigga, if I could sell crack, in front of like corporate white people. Like, nigga, what the fuck did you just say?
Right. Yeah, you're shutting the door on yourself. You don't know that. And that's another, people got to know how to, that's why I felt, you know, not I feel, people don't really understand the importance of traveling. You know, when a person get the opportunity to maybe say, fuck buying those $200-$300 gym shoes, spend that $200-$300 to go on a trip to just another state or something like that. That shit becomes so important to just, because not all people are the same. You could end up going to another state and seeing someone that look just like your best friend. This person may be totally different. Same circumstances, same person. It's just traveling because, man, the mentality gets so boxed in. I remember it created a conflict between me and some of my closest friends and even some family members when I left and went down to A&M, and I was gone for enough years to be able to not fully break out of the Detroit mentality, but be detached from it long enough to be able to see
to the open shit your that mind.
Because I just know shit that we would normalize is just everyday shit. Like, it's normal to where if a nigga look at you for over 2 seconds to be like, what the fuck you looking at? Like, damn, right. Maybe he think you know you. Maybe he wanted to say hi. Or if the dude, you walking out to this gas station, nigga accidentally bump you, then it turn into a fight or some other shit. Like, shit that just normalized. You go somewhere else and you see that people living different. You know, the culture is different. You know what I mean? It came back and ended up being a conflict, you know what I'm saying, with some people. And it's fucked up because once I came back, it's like over time, which I'm not fully the person I was before I left. But when you come back, of course, you got to adapt to your situation so you don't.
You got to get back on your shit.
Yeah, you know, but it's fucked up that you got to even be that, because you may turn your life to 100% positive. But if you're in a 100% negative area, you're going to be the one that's going to get preyed upon.
Absolutely.
Because people going to hate the fact that you're not doing the shit that they're doing. You know what I mean? Why this nigga not getting up every day smoking blunts and getting drunk with us and chilling on the corner? He think he better than us?
Yep.
They convincing themselves now that you think you better than them or you look down on them or whatever. You know, it just the key word you said, psychological game. And I'm glad that even if they doing it just for profit reasons or not, I'm glad that it's a lot of individuals that have big platforms are utilizing it to talk about mental health. Because man, I grew up during that era of, oh, you may be something really mentally wrong with that person. Almost like, hey, just go walk it off. You all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, no,
yeah, maybe. Bro. Hey man, we live in a sick society, my nigga. Like, there's nothing that's humanly right about the way we live. We don't live, but look at all of the shootings and shit that the police be doing. Nigga, we live in a perpetual state of fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whether we know it or not, but if we sit back and we think about it, we leave, like, just like right now, I'm not finna get in my car, pick up two of my partners to go nowhere, and we all got on hats.
Right, exactly.
What, I can't wear a hat?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to do that. I'm not finna do that, because I know I'm gonna get hit. Like, nigga, driving in the car with no tinted windows. I wouldn't even let the homie light a cigar, whether it's like a like a Cohiba or something. You know what I'm saying? Like a real, nah, because we gonna get stopped. They gonna think we smoking a blunt or something. We finna get jacked up. I don't know who got what. You can have your registration, your insurance. You can have everything. You doing everything right. Let the motherfuckers get behind you. You gonna think everything is wrong immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad that these are even the things that before leaving out of our house, before leaving out that door, it's like indirectly a million things go across your mind, especially as a black man.
You can't even leave the house.
You know what I mean? As you shutting that door, it's a million things running across your mind. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, it'd be almost OCD. I may not even wash the outside of the car as much as I make sure I keep the inside of the car clean. You know what I'm saying? Just like I don't really have too many random people around me, but it could be just a cousin getting in the car. I'm down there on my way home. I may just stop at the car wash and just vacuum out everything just to make sure this motherfucker didn't drop a pinch of nothing in the car, because that little bitty thing could turn into life or death. Like, I just seen this video circulating today, and that's why sometimes I'll be having to take a break from social media, because social media do
negative.
It will heighten your anxiety and anger probably more than, because right where I live at right now, it's a diverse community in the complex that I live in. You know, I can tell by if I end up seeing if something major happened, the same white neighbor that may speak every day, but I can tell if something happens on the news, or like, say for instance, like with Sandra Bland, that situation happened. That neighbor, we in a totally different state, may not speak that next day because they looking at me wondering how I'm feeling about that situation that happened. I'm looking at them. All this everybody else temperament and everything else. You know what I mean? And that's why sometimes I'm having to take a fall back from. But I know what's going on outside, but I don't be needing it to be pushed into my face every day where then I end up becoming the quote-unquote, what they want to say, the angry black man.
Angry black man, yep.
Yeah, and they put you in a position.
If you add all this shit up that they say, quote unquote, angry black man, we should be pissed the fuck off.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because we should be pissed the fuck off. We should be burning shit up, smoking motherfuckers left and right. And that's the way they treat us. So that's why the police is, they waiting on us to react, because they know at the end of the day, it's been some fucked up shit done to y'all. You should.
That's why they're so scared.
Like, nigga, I ain't pulling these niggas over. They already mad about something. I know they mad about something, so let me go fuck with them. You already mad. You black, first of all. Even if a nigga grew up in the damn suburbs, you still a nigga.
No matter where you at.
You still a nigga.
And that's the video. A video I seen earlier today. I think it was at a gas station. I don't know what state it was. Of course, it was some white officers. They pulled over this black dude. And the police officer kept telling him, like, turn the car off. And he was like, nah. You know, he asked him, like, what am I getting pulled over for? He's like, turn the car off. He already had the gun pulled out on him already. And he's like, nah, I'm not about to move my hands to turn my keys. You're going to try to shoot me. And then the police officer said to the other police officers in the back, he got a gun. And then he put his hands out the window. Like, he's like, what are you talking about? I don't, like, my hands, you can see my, like, the officer just blatantly lied on him.
Yeah,
but
see?
At that time, like he didn't, the police officer at that time didn't know he was being recorded. Like, that's all he needed to say. Like, the dude was, the police was setting it up where he could have been able to just shoot him. Over there, you going back and forth with him for a little minute. You yell out, he got a gun. Then you, all of a sudden, the police officer will get, voice going to get a little bit louder. And then you're going to hear some shots go off. And then the motherfucker going to walk. And, you know, then the judicial system is going to get this motherfucker paid time off at the end of right. the day. So it's encouraging. And that's where, that's why.
We walking around pissed off.
Exactly. You know, so we getting pulled over wondering, this simple possibly running a stop sign could be life or death. And yeah. then they know we already mad. So they coming already on edge and scary because they don't know when that day may happen where motherfuckers may just start knocking them off because it can happen at any point in time where you never know if people just going to get to that point at some point in time where people just going to either start following these police officers. And I'm not condoning violence. I know this going on Spotify and all that shit, but just at the end of the day, you never know when you, it's only so far you could bag a cat into a corner before that cat going to start attacking back. You know what I mean?
Perfect example. Christopher Dorner, they brushed that up under the rug. He was on their ass. Remember that shit?
Christopher Dorner.
Out here in California, it was an ex-Marine. He was Navy. Yeah. That was, okay, imagine that was just one, right? That was one black man that was ready to train, ready to go. He had all of LAPD scared. So imagine how they feel about all of us. That right. was just one.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. You know?
And that's why they call the National Guard for one nigga.
And that's why, you know,
that's power.
We could, not saying we, but at the same time saying we, but I'm saying as far as myself, like, it could have been, quote unquote, maybe easier to go into that field of a certain type of genre of commentary of the type of stuff that we're talking about right now. But knowing how influential hip hop is and how far it reaches the people, that's the demographic. That's why I feel like the medicine has to be in the candy, utilizing, not using, but utilizing hip hop to reach that demographic for them to hear these type of conversations. Cause I know they're gonna feel it. They gotta feel it. They feel the same way when they walk out the house. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. You shouldn't
have, especially that. You a black man, you taking your kid out. You shouldn't have to fear with your kid in the back seat inside of a baby seat. This
car
and that.
Seat, yeah.
Car seat that you may end up getting wet up in front of your child or something like that over some small shit. That's I'm always to the point where, like, man, I'll make sure down there before the sun go down that I got everything that I need.
I'm in the house. I'm in the house. Yeah. I got everything I need. I got gas in the car. My girl got gas in my truck. My girl got gas in her car. We got groceries. We don't need to go out late for nothing. As soon as the sun go down, we in the house. I don't have no problems.
Unless it's just an emergency. So, and then in hindsight, I'd be looking at how when we was younger and didn't think this way of how in conversations that maybe some parents gave to their kids and some parents didn't give to their kids was so vital and so important. I remember having them conversations like then they're single digits of hearing like you already got two strikes against you. And it's not, right. You know, it wasn't registering there. You know what I'm saying? As that young that you already got two, you a male and you black and you leaving this house. We just want you to make it back home. But I'm glad my parents used to say to me back then, like, hey, you get pulled over by the police. Don't fight it. We can fight it later. I'd rather go back and try to fight it in court. But we prefer for you to come home than having to go put you in the grave because they were saying this in the 80s going into the 90s and now it's 2019 and we're seeing the same repetitive cycle going on. So I'm not getting down on, you know, or talking shit to people, you know, that's like some of these videos I'll be seeing where people be getting, you know, arguing back and forth with the police. Sometimes I'll be like, man, you in a lose-lose situation right there. Even if you 100% right. For the reason why they putting you, if you in a lose-lose situation,
what's
more important, your life, and then try to go back to court and fight it or pay that 200 or whatever ticket or lose your whole life right then over you trying to prove something to this scary-ass motherfucker that already got the system and everything on his side for him to shoot you. It's just a fucked up predicament to be in. You know what I mean?
We pretty much in jail. We leave the house in jail. I mean, niggas get rec time. So you basically, we got rec time. When the sun go down, nigga, that's it. Better have your ass home from work and in the house.
And say, for instance, on top of that, with something my old dude say all the time, he was like, it's no better feeling than for the men that are in relationships to have a positive relationship where when you come back home from everything that you have faced in life, all the bullshit, all the paranoia, the anxiety, and all the extra ignorance, to come home to have hopefully a healthy relationship with your partner. You know what I mean? Because it ain't nothing worse than being out in this world dealing with all the bullshit, and then you come home and shut home that door at night, and then you coming home to bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's what'll make a motherfucker snap and spaz. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have to fight through so much out there. You didn't want to kill a motherfucker in the streets, and then you coming home every day to a motherfucker.
I didn't dodge all these booby traps. I ran from a cobra. I ran from a motherfucking a jaguar. I ran from the bow and arrows, and I get in, and a bitch got a snake in her pocket. Like, yeah, nigga, where was you at? What the fuck? What you mean, where was I at? Oh, no, you just didn't say that. Bitch, I just outran a jaguar. You talking about where I been at? Oh, this bitch. Then you got, then you mad, you go run outside, and guess what you run into? The same fucking jaguar you just ran away from.
And then that's when you really going to get caught by that jaguar, because you off your game now.
And it's going for the neck. You know? And they train to go for the neck.
Yeah. And people don't, you know, some women and men, but talking to the women out there, don't understand, especially if the man in your house is the provider and he's the one that's financially holding shit down.
Even more stressful.
Yeah, don't stress your man out. I understand relationships not going to be perfect, but you got to have communication. You don't want to send that man out into that world mad and all that stuff, because then he may go out there and do some dumb shit. Now you fucked it up for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Now the whole household gonna fall. Yeah, like
the kids ain't got a daddy. The you ain't got no man. You need money. You gotta move, and it just breaks down from there. It breaks down.
Yeah, like, man. This is something like a couple people over the past week. It's kind of on the subject, but off the subject. Have you just noticed in the past, like, 2 weeks that it's just been, like, hella rappers or hella artists, tour buses and cars been getting shot up?
Nigga. Well, you know, it's getting close to the summertime. Not only that, it's just young, summertime, people ain't got nothing to do. And not only that, we're angry. Who can we get away with crime with better than our own kind?
Man.
We can get away with it if it's done to us, but let us do it to somebody else or another color. Oh, ain't nothing gonna happen. I mean, something will happen, but when it comes to our own, it's just like, I was thinking about that. That's crazy you said that, because I was thinking about that type of shit just this morning. I said, damn, when we angry, we get so angry, we take it out on the people that's closest to us, and the people that's closest to us look like us. And guess what happens when we do crime on, you know, our own kind? They take that shit with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
They not
good. It's a little.
Yeah. You going to see tour buses getting shot up because niggas is mad. But, you know, we don't know where to direct it. Now we got a whole nother tape that came out about Sandra Bland. Now this is some shit that was supposed to be buried. They didn't pull it up, some new shit. We angry. But who we going to take it out on?
Right. Yeah. We can't
take it out directly on them. Cause just like the Christopher Dorner situation, they gonna wrap niggas up, like they gonna bag everybody, they gonna bag and tag everybody.
Some gotta shake, and that's why that Nipsey situation had really, and this is something I don't mind putting out there, because I don't care if a person was to steal this idea because it will help, but this was an idea of something that I really want to do. Cause I was like, I was looking at all the, you know, and after hitting publish and watching the BMF series go up, and then the 50 Boys stuff going up, and I'm like, man, how can I find a way for this subject matter to be able to help? And I'm just looking at it from every angle. I'm like, you know, how? I'm like, how can? Cause I don't never want people to see, like, okay, yeah, you may be going back piecing puzzles together or some shit, you know what I mean, that a whole bunch of lies on a particular topic that's been going on, people getting to see some truth about it and find out new information. But how can I find a way to manipulate this, in lack of better terms, to something positive? And after the Nipsey situation happened, I was like, man, what I need to start doing, I'm like, when I run across different big stories like that, about, say, for instance, drug dealing or something like that, that were back during that time where it was destroying the community, I'm like, some profits from that shit need to go to some form of a charity. But then that's when, like, damn, you don't want to just hand your money to a charity and then it gets stolen or fucked over, or
you can't trust these motherfuckers. They've been trying to cure cancer with billions of dollars, but I've seen all kind of miraculous cancer cures, nigga, with some shit that's in the cupboard, nigga. So I'm trying to figure out where these billions of dollars going to.
Right. It just, you know, and you know, at the end of the day, like that word you said earlier today, living in the capitalistic society, man, the pharmaceutical industry is here just to treat. It's not here to cure. Because if they cure shit, it wouldn't remain a $1 trillion industry.
No. You know what I'm saying? That's why you have a practitioner. They're not an expert. There is no such thing as a doctor that's an expert. He's a practitioner. That means you're practicing shit. You're practicing medicine. That is telling you right there. I practice medicine. Nigga, I don't need you practicing shit.
And we the guinea pigs. That's why they purposely, when you take one medicine to help one thing, it's hurting 30 other things. So, yeah, we're going to eventually cure this.
Perpetual debt. Perpetual. And you're going to need me perpetually.
You're going to have to keep, it's going to be a revolving door once you get sick. And that's why health, physical health and mental health. I'm glad that conversation is becoming more and more prevalent in our community, you know, day by day, month by month, and people with bigger, you know, platforms are using it to bring up that discussion, to at least start the dialogue about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's people, even within my family, where I've had to, and I'm only 37, have had to change some of my eating habits. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking down the line, like, damn.
Yeah, I want to make it to 50.
I want to make it to 50 years old. I want to make it to 60. I wanted to make it to 70. And the more and more information and stuff that's coming out, we seeing that, you know, a lot of these cancers and stuff is coming from the shit that we actually eating. It ain't just
because
you're smoking around secondhand.
Nah, it's about the shit that you eating.
Exactly.
Yep.
All pesticides and all these antibiotics and hormones and steroids that they put in this food, you know what I'm saying, to make this cow 9,000 pounds so they can make more money off each cow, then we digesting that shit. You know what I mean? So
I go to Wingstop, I feel terrible. And I'm just like, I can't eat this shit. I just felt like shit.
It's one video that it did it for me. I seen a video of, I don't know if it was Popeyes or not. Popeyes or Kentucky Fried Chicken. I seen this video where this person went there and bought like a 3-piece and they peeled the crust off of it and it was just hella little white maggots. All the meat was fully cooked, but the shit, hella white maggots in it because the meat was so old. After I seen that video, that was the beginning. It stopped me from going to places like that getting food. And then it made me... Every time I would eat chicken at home, I would think about that video. You know what I mean?
You can't unlearn, you can't unsee some shit. There's some shit you can't do. You can't unsee the shit, nigga. Once you put the glasses on, you see it. Oh, nigga, I can't. Yeah, nigga, you seen it, nigga. Don't act like you didn't see it. That's real.
I'm like, this the most disgusting shit ever. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's hard to just go to straight plant-based or straight vegetarian life, but once you get, I'm not fully there yet, but you know, that's my plan.
I got some beef ribs marinating right now, and I made sure I bought them at the right spot. And I don't even eat beef like that, but I'm just, you know, I know it's today, Memorial Day, whatever, we got an extra day, so I said, you know what, I'm gonna go do one of my little recipes, and nigga know how to chef it up a little bit, and that's it. I don't eat that shit. I eat it seldomly, but what I do is I drink my alkaline water. I take my little vitamins, my little herbs and shit that's from the ground that put the shit that need to be in my body from the shit I can't go get. So I balance my shit out by putting, you know, the herbs and shit in my body. So when I do eat some shit, I'm not just tripping. Like, I get the chlorella, the spirulina, you know what I'm saying? I take all that shit.
Right.
Because I love myself enough to be like, that ain't cool. I don't need to put that in my body. And just like they say, things are hereditary. No, that cookbook Big Mama got is hereditary.
Yeah, because we love how it tastes. We love how it tastes, and we pass those traditions on, and we just pass those traditions. And it's no way to teach our kids not to. The best way to teach our kids not to do something is by leading by example. If it's never introduced to them and they're not seeing us do it, then they don't even put the idea in their head to even do it until they get introduced to society. And hopefully by the time they get full-fledged introduced into society, they have learned enough at home to make their own decisions to not follow what everybody else is doing.
Right. To have that balance that's needed, because what happens is in America, this capitalistic, first of all, to go back on the whole capitalistic society thing, in capitalism, you're basically trying to make the most money you can make.
Exactly.
So
our
diets are the same thing. Eat as much as you can until you fall and you take a nap. Like, no, that's not normal.
It's called the food industry. Anything that's considered
money
behind. Yeah.
Some natural shit God put here to grow that we need when we get hungry. These motherfuckers made a business out of it.
Exactly. And if you notice, eating healthier costs more than eating unhealthy. You know what I mean? So they even rigged that to make it work.
Oh, yeah.
You want to live better, but it's going to cost you more. So, you know, a lot of motherfuckers can't even afford.
And it's natural shit.
Exactly. That's here.
How the fuck is some shit? And what kills me, I'm going to let you finish before I get to, I fuck around and forget. It's crazy how you go into the grocery store now where it says organic. Well, nigga, what was it before that?
Oh, yeah. I was just watching this shit the other day about this company called, like, it started with an M, Monsanto or something.
Monsanto.
Like
that. They make everybody buy the seeds from them. And it's like, once the crop grows, you got to buy more seeds from them instead of you just having this tree in the backyard forever.
You can't, they didn't rig the whole game where, like, farmers can't even keep fresh seeds from the season before they got to come to them. And then they got some GMO, some type of shit in there. I'm talking about these videos I was watching was so crazy. I'm like, damn, it's and people know that this is going on and not stopping. Yeah. This particular place is just so powerful that it's like nobody can do nothing against them. You know what I mean? But you know they connected with the higher ups and probably got friends and family members in the UN and in higher places.
Oh,
and
that's
the reason why this shit is not coming to an end. Right. That's what goes all the way back down to when they say some of the most important, if not one of the most important assets to buy is to have your own land. Because then if you have your own land, then maybe you can grow your own tomato. Yeah, you get your own tomatoes, lettuce, and all whatever else that you need back there. You know, I personally wouldn't want to raise a pig just to kill it and eat it, but I prefer to do that so I'll know exactly what the fuck this pig is getting. You know what I'm saying?
40 acres and a mule. 40 acres and a mule, bro. And without us having that, that's what made a man back in them days. Your 40 acres and your mule. Now they like, fuck that. You don't need none of that shit. Just go get it from us.
Yeah.
Let me grow my own shit. Now you got a farm. These niggas want to come to your farm and tell you what pesticides you got. Oh, well, you can't sell that to the masses because you got to use this type of pesticide. You got to use this. First of all, how come we getting so much of an influx of these pesticides and all this other shit? Motherfuckers been growing food for billions, millions of years. Right. All of a sudden, we need extra shit. What was it before that? That's just like the whole hospital system, the whole medical system. I always look at history because I always want to know my history. When they dig up pyramids and shit, they don't dig up hospitals. They've been all around the world. They ain't found one fucking ancient hospital.
They probably have, but just ain't telling people because the answers is right there to what can really cure shit.
Exactly. They had bathrooms where motherfuckers would go soak in minerals and take this and take that. It was ancient shit. I got books on all this shit. It's like these motherfuckers, these herbs and shit been around for years. Thousands, millions of years. This is just some new shit, but just like you said, capitalistic, it's all about profit now.
And, you know, something that we was talking about earlier, it's hard for, say, for instance, we're having this discussion, but remember when we was giving those examples of saying that, you know, everybody have these options to be able to, but if your life is so cluttered maybe I may I'm not gonna fully retract that statement I said earlier about everybody have those options. But say for instance, like we may have gotten to the point where our life is comfortable enough to open up that part of our brain to be able to think about these things. But if a person's life is 100% hectic from the time they wake up until they go to sleep, they may not have the, you know what I'm saying, the time or whatever to be
Popeyes
able to
is the best shit smoking right now.
Real quick.
Yeah, no, I have to.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, like,
it's about living for the moment, living for that day just to survive, to get, you know what I'm saying? So they may not have the opportunity to, for their brain to open up to start. This shit is so, this like light years away from what they thinking about. They're like, how am I going to put some food on my table right now? How am I going to keep my lights on today? You know what I'm saying? My baby is screaming and crying. How am I going to put some Pampers on her?
Right,
she needs instant meal. You know what I'm saying? Right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and it just go back to like we were just saying about us as a community being cluttered with so much bullshit. That's why the hate within, that's just, I don't know, I guess since I just wasn't raised as a hater. I was raised around, but not like in my intermediate family. Like, I can't look back in hindsight and be like, yeah, my dad was a hater, or my mom was a hater. Or my, you know,
right.
Like, I wasn't raised around haters, so I don't understand when I just see other motherfuckers that just full-fledged haters. You know what I'm saying? To the point they don't even know it when they look in the mirror that they are haters. They're doing things purposely to try to destroy other people's lives or well-beings or goals and stuff like that. And they just don't see nothing wrong with it. It's,
you know,
like that.
Crazy for us as Black people, not going to speak on, you know, for us and who we are as a race. People say race don't matter, your skin color don't matter. But it do at the end of the day, because I look at it as, we was the most hated on. Nobody else got rounded up, thrown on boats. So how, it is crazy how we don't see how they hated us so bad. And then we turned on each other to this day. So for us to be the most hated on, and then we turn into haters amongst ourselves, that's sad shit. You would think
that we would love each other more because it's so much hate from the outside coming in.
Right. We don't got no friends out here. At the end of the day, we don't got no friends. I know Mexican homies that'll like hook me up, but they're not finna hook everybody else up. They might know me being solid with somebody, but they're not gonna hook everybody else up. Or a white dude might know me and hook me up, but not everybody else. Same thing with an Asian, whatever. They'll fuck with you personally, but they like, I don't fuck with your people. They're not gonna tell you that, but they'll let you know, I don't fuck with your people, but I fuck with you.
That Willie Lynch letter, you know what I mean? I don't know if it was before then, but that's the furthest document that I can think of after I read that shit. I can't think of that dude's name. He out there on your side in California. I can't think of his name. He got dreads. He an old Piru dude, but he, you know, I seen him.
You talking about the nigga from the jungles, from P-Stones.
Yeah, old dude, got long dreads, and he was
T.
like,
Rogers.
Man. Like, yeah, Rogers.
Yeah, he always Rogers.
He was like, man, what people need to do, he was like, first they need to read the Willie Lynch letter. And he was like, once you read it and understand it, he was like, live it totally backwards. And he was like, if we can get to that point where we live in that letter backwards, then we'll start seeing. But it's like, something I always hear people say, and I hate to have been to that type of mentality that, you know, just some motherfuckers you're just not going to be able to save. So it's like, how do we, what's a proper vetting system? So the people that are trying to be successful, that's trying to be positive and want to live a certain life, don't get caught up in the rapture of all the hate and all the bullshit. Because everybody, some people just don't want to be saved. They're totally fine with the life that they're living. You know what I'm saying? In regards to, you know, just getting up, if they kill people for, or, you know, rob people, whatever. Some people are just totally fine and they don't even think
cool
about
that.
Change.
That's just like the whole so-called peace treaties that happen in L.A. Yeah, you might have a couple older niggas that's tired of this shit, but it's a whole lot of niggas that's like, fuck them niggas, it's on and cracking.
They probably got killed that same day from a rival or same whatever.
It's this on and cracking with a whole lot of niggas. They like, nigga, we not peace and shit. Yeah, nigga, that's I've heard niggas in Compton, nigga, that's cool, but nigga, that's L.A. Nigga, this Compton. It's on and cracking, nigga. As soon as we cross the street. And it's like, damn, nigga, and it's crazy because we fighting over the same shit. We don't own nothing. We fighting over, we ready to kill a nigga over some shit we ain't getting nothing from. We not passing down. The shit's crazy. But that's that anxiety just for us to go get a carton of milk.
Yeah. It's survival just to go get a carton of milk.
Yeah, like it's more anxiety. So imagine being, you know, you a stone cold gangbanger, you got tattoos on your face, you banging. Now you leaving the house as a black man already. Now you finna go find a nigga that look like you, or you looking out for a nigga that look like you to watch your back, bro. This shit's, you got a burner on you. You're already a felon. So you finna go back if you get caught with it. But then at the same time, you looking for another nigga that look like you to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Off something you heard that somebody that he know that he's connected to did to somebody who you know. That's anxiety, bro. That's some anxiety right there. Niggas smoke weed to say they want to relax, but shit, the first 30 minutes, nigga, you blast off, nigga, you gonna be paranoid than a motherfucker. Like, damn, I got a burner on me. I'm drunk. My baby mama tripping. This and that, nigga. I'm surprised niggas ain't dropped to having heart attacks, nigga. This shit's just think about it's this shit. Make me like, god damn, that's a lot of shit.
And to be honest with you, you're talking about. It's coming. It's coming if it's not happening. We probably, if we really dig into the statistics, even though a lot of black males don't like going to the doctors, then, you know, people, we got to break out of that habit too. You know, even though it may not get any better or worse or whatever too, but at least to go find out what's going on with you. You know what I mean? If you can find, you know, a good doctor. And to me, even, you know, me having to go to doctors and shit over certain things, just through the medical field, it be making me think. I'm like, damn, man, we need more representation than us in this field. You know,
yeah, we do.
You know, making it all the way up to, you know, I don't care, it could be nurses, RNs, all the way up to doctors. We need more of our faces in there. Because what, say for instance, if you got an illness, you just getting into cancer, you just getting stage one or whatever it's called, like stage one cancer. And what if your doctor off the clock is a fucking racist? You think you're getting the best health care when you go into this doctor's office?
No, you're not.
You know what I'm saying?
So you don't know who to trust.
Yeah, they may not be giving you the right medicines. They may not be, they may just be giving you just enough or not enough, or maybe purposely misdiagnosing you until it's just too late. And then when they tell you.
That's crazy you just said that, because my pops, they told him he had prostate cancer, which is, I don't know. It seems like it's just on the rise all of a sudden. And they took his prostate out, and they told him that he had, you know, some type of growth. So he thinking, hey, y'all, I'm about to die. This is just, I'm talking about, this is like, I think he told me the day of Nipsey's funeral. I'll never forget. The day of Nipsey's funeral, finna hop on the plane. I was going out of town. My pops called me and said, hey, man, you know, it ain't looking too good. Just a couple days ago, he just told me, yeah, I went to the doctor. They said it's not that. I got some tumors, but they don't know where it's coming from. So I'm like, bro, you just had us on elevated yellow terror alert, and they misdiagnosed you.
They already took out his prostate.
They already took out your prostate. So I'm like, hey, bro, we gonna do this, my nigga. And you finna get on all them little herbs and stuff that niggas we be looking at on Instagram and all that. I'm finna go get them for you. You finna take those, and you finna have this miraculous recovery like I've seen other people do. Because obviously, yeah, they misdiagnosing you.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. And it's sad. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, them doctors are still human. And like I said, just adding the racism element into that. And I'm not the type of person where everything, but I just have been in enough situations probably in the last 2-3 years where I have seen racism in the medical field where it make you like, damn, I can't even trust y'all with my life. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm like, I'm supposed to try to get it, try to get better. You may be on some bullshit. And this is the reason why, because something like my father, my pops is just not the type of person, and not even to put out his business, you know what I mean? He just come from that era where he just not the type of person that go to the doctor, you know what I mean? They're like, you know, it's like
if he,
that era.
If he ain't bleeding or it's broken, he like, nigga, I'll be all right. Let me just relax on something.
Right, you know. But it's like, and then you kind of seen those people from that generation living longer. Now the ones that's trying to get a little bit more health conscious, motherfuckers dying down there 10, 15 years earlier. Because these medicines is tearing up our bodies and fucking us up even more.
Yeah.
for getting you hooked, and that's a part of the opioid and all this addiction and everything else that's going on. You know what I mean?
Oh man, that's crazy. And it's crazy because they pushing that super hard. I had a homie that had a cough. He went to Target and got a prescription for some lean. I worked with a lady who got promethazine with codeine for a cough, a throat infection. What?
And guess who's going to end up being the individuals that's going to run the marijuana industry when it's all said and done? Maybe not within the first
racist couple. Corporate white America.
It's going to be Newport and all these big conglomerates that's out there that got the money. They're going to swallow up all these companies. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I was hearing Burner talk about in his Hot 97 interview that he's fighting against. You know, he's like the ones that really come from the quote-unquote culture that really care about the plants and really, you know, once you let these big companies get into it, they're going to just be pumping out anything because it's going to be all about mass production at that point. We just want to supply the demand. It's not, they're not going to care about the quality of it's really helping or doing anything. They're just going to eat it up. And once they eat it up, shit, it's not going to be any good for people at the end of the day.
It's going to be a wholesale type of thing. It's going to be just super in bulk. It's going to be like Costco. We're going to walk into the weed Costco, and it's going to be the quality going to be trash. It's going to be terrible.
And which is still going to leave that door open. That's the only thing where they try to say they're trying to do this shit to combat the cartels and everything else. Once these conglomerates get in their hand, it's going to still leave a window for the cartels and stuff to still do what they do. Because, like you say, they shit going to end up being watered down because they only care about the money and pumping down large amounts.
People know the real.
Yeah. You know. So, but one thing that I will say is over this past week, because I haven't uploaded nothing probably in like 2 weeks on my YouTube channel during this particular time, I'm looking into stocks and all that stuff because stocks and Bitcoin, like I've been mentally on it, but never was taking the physical time out of my life to really sit down
and research it. Yeah.
Research it and get it, stuff like that. Because there's too many trains that just keep passing by us in our community. You know what I mean? It's certain things and why other communities, because they either get raised from a child learning about this information about finances and wealth and how to make money work for you. It's like motherfuckers is just finding this information out in their late 20s going into their 30s or late 30s going into their 40s if they ever start finding out.
My dad just bought his first stocks. He put his money into some marijuana stocks. He was looking up because, you know, the whole cancer, they got him thinking he got cancer. And I'm going to just say that just based off of just knowing that this capitalistic society, they got him thinking he got cancer. They didn't snatch his prostate out, so he been on the weed shit. So he just got some stocks. My pops is 64 years old, just got put on some stocks. Then again, it goes back to it's not in our community. We have to go outside of our community to find out stuff that we want to know. A lot of stuff I learned on my own, I had to go outside of my community to figure that this stuff exists.
You have to do your own independent research about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy, but that's something really, because that's going to be a gold rush. You know, it may not, who's to say it's going to last forever, but when it do hit, because at some point in time, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, it may not even take that long. I feel like all 50 states probably, because they figuring this out, this one state, they figured it out in that state, maybe now on the federal level, I feel like all states at least going to be medical, you know what I mean? But during that process, that first state or two, the shit going to be going, you got stocks right now, not every company not going to make it all the way to that last stage, because some of them going to go bankrupt, some of them going to make bad decisions, and then some of them going to get bought up by the bigger conglomerates. But if a person put in enough research now and invest their money in that right company, while that shit's still $6, $8, $10, even $50 per stock, eventually that shit going to go up to high like Amazon right now, up to like $1,800. You know, It pisses me off every time I go on like Robinhood and look at Amazon and see it's at $1,800 per stock. So I'm like, man, I heard about this fucking company when it first fucking started.
Damn.
You know,
thousands, 2-3,000% boost. that's crazy.
So my mind during that time wasn't thinking about no stocks. You know what I'm saying? At all, nothing like that. You know what I mean?
It wasn't like, cool. It wasn't cool. You know,
It has actually even made me think about it from this level. Not saying that T.I. is doing this, but it made me think about, because, you know, once motherfuckers become millionaires and all that stuff, they get money hungry. I'm like, man, I want to do some of these celebrities be purposely exploiting ignorance of the consumers when these bans be going on. Say, for instance, like, okay, they came out with that Gucci little neck thing that looked like it had the lips on it. Say, for instance, you get. So, say, for instance, okay, you guys.
Your phone froze.
Say, for instance, you take T.I. and people that got like a super large fan base, and they all say, hey, ban Gucci, ban Gucci, ban Gucci. And if they influence at least 10 to 20% of their following, you know, on the money side of that, those stocks fall on Gucci for a couple days or a week. And because, you know, our community don't stay with no ban for no long period of time.
Nah, not at all.
So from an economic point of view, I'm like, every time T.I. and all them be telling people to ban shit, I'm not saying it's smart to do, but I wonder if they take advantage of that opportunity, because they tell them and they go look at their stocks, like, okay, people banning them, their stocks just fell like 20%. This is time to buy, because, you know, stocks about buying low and selling high. You buy low during that ban, and then when our community after a month don't give a fuck about that ban no more, and that shit go up, somebody done made a lot of money.
You
So
damn
I
right.
feel like it's I wonder if people finding ways purposely to be promoting these bans about everything, because they know damn well, and I hate that our community is like that. I'm like, instead of banning or boycott, just stop fucking with them. Stop even
Make
calling
your
it a ban.
own. Make your own. We
And
live in the information age. That's one thing that I don't understand. It's just that we're so afraid of branching out and doing our own when we are the culture. We set all the trends. How come we afraid to just go make our own? You know what's crazy? Now that you mentioned the Gucci thing, I was in my brother's house the other day, right? The other morning. And we over there chilling and we watching SportsCenter. Now, a Gucci commercial came on SportsCenter. Do you know how many niggas watch SportsCenter in the morning after they playing 2K?
probably tons, a lot of people.
Okay, so Gucci is on SportsCenter during the time where they talking about basketball. So you think Gucci
What
give
you
a fuck? Yes! Gucci had a
talking about?
commercial during SportsCenter.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They purposely
I'm
talking
like,
about
these niggas is
it.
bold. You know what I'm saying? I'm
Come back.
like, whoa, that's crazy. To me, I'm looking at it from like a different view. Like, damn, didn't we just ban them? But they on sports and they're like, nigga, we ain't missing the beat.
We pushing it right back in your face to make you forget about it. You know, make you forget about it or make you think it's cool. You had a few artists. That's why with that band shit, you know what I mean? It's like, if I personally make a decision to stop fucking with something, I do it on my own. I don't allow social media to make those decisions for me. You know what I mean? Like, if I see a company do some foul shit and I'm like, that's foul, I just make that decision, you know, and just stop fucking with them and not just wait for social media, because social media is so up and down. Everything is about an algorithm nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Everything is about a dollar. You know what I
It's
mean?
not
Like,
authentic.
yeah, nothing is really, it's not too many authentic things out here. Everything is happening for a reason.
Yeah,
You know what I
it
mean?
is. It's an agenda. It's just like I was watching YouTube, and I was watching like these are like black platforms like Brother Sonnet. I'm listening to Umar Johnson interview, right? And the advertisement for this black platform was, do you think your kid's transgender? I know they're three, but Planned Parenthood got 471 ads under completely black platforms. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, how did their algorithm hit that? I had to go all the way into my Google and was like, I don't want that to be projected to me because it kept coming on. I went to another platform, the Advice Show. It came on there too, the same commercial. Hey, do you think your kid's transgender? Like, what?
You know, you hadn't not the transgender part,
But just the
because you know
whole
it's
sexual identity thing.
because like with how YouTube and not giving them, it ain't no excuse at all. Because one, it once that channel become alert, if that channel ever becomes alert of it, that channel has the option to go to block certain ads from running on their channel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then the way YouTube work, you know, these them things called cookies and shit like that. Uh-huh. It's like a mixture. It's a mixture of maybe whatever type of meta tags that they put in their shit that may be clicking to make them run across some channels. Or that company can specifically target market certain places that they want to go. At one point in time, it used to be just all about bidding, depending on the traffic of a channel, and that company bidding to be just, you know, randomly placed everywhere. But after this quote unquote mysterious ad boycott, they have made it more strategic for these companies to be able to brand and put their stuff in front of certain communities or certain channels that they want. But that channel, I would, you know, I would email, or if you, you know, have contact or want to lead them a content, let them know what type of ads they got running in front of their shit so they can come and look at their stuff and maybe catch that ads. All they need is that URL. They can go to get that URL, go to their Google AdSense and put it in and block them type of shits from running on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I actually reached out to Red Pill, because I try to chop it up with Red Pill and Blue Pill and them every once in a while. And, you know, Joel Benjamin, a lot of them cats. And I hit him in a DM, like I showed him the pictures, like, bro, hey man, y'all let the community know this is what they promoting on y'all platforms, so beware of that.
Yeah.
And he was like, good looking for sure. So no, I definitely had to reach out, like, nah, I know, because that's not what they don't stand for that, and I know that's right. Not what they stand for. So it alerted me, like, hold on, bro, hold on, man, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing with y'all's platform. It used to be Ty Lopez, hey, you want to make $1,000 today? Like, how did it go from that to do you know if your kids what they want to be and their sexual preference? I'm like, homie, that ain't got nothing to do with Umar Johnson or none of them.
That shouldn't even be a fucking commercial. Like, why is that advertising?
Bro,
you know what I mean?
Came on more than once throughout the lecture. I'm sitting there thinking, like, how is this commercial coming on twice? On this platform, that's out. They don't stand for that. And I know they don't stand for that. And I know they wouldn't have them type of ads on their platform. And I was like, man, this is crazy, bro. Now, but see, that goes back to make me think, okay, it's an agenda. This is strategically placed. Just like the Gucci being on SportsCenter. They know we hated
that
a few months ago. But they like, check this out. We finna put this ad for Gucci during SportsCenter. When little niggas is
finna get
right,
get our
exactly, because niggas finna get drafted. We had the draft. We about to tell these niggas what to spend their money on. Go ahead, get you some Gucci cologne, my little nigga. Yeah, you finna go to the NBA. Go ahead and get you some Gucci cologne. You finna get drafted out of high school or whatever. It's programming.
Like, once it got to be certain things that our community stopped using as validation, like. Those type of things, you shouldn't have to have a Bentley or a Mercedes or whatever the case may be to feel like a man. Like, all these things are like status type things.
Yeah.
That was one of the only few things that, you know, Kanye say a whole bunch of crazy shit. You know what I mean? A lot of shit that I don't agree with. Some things I do agree with. But that was one of the only things that stuck out to me at one point in time when he was on a rant and he was talking about how people within the community are slaves to certain symbols and certain things like that. Because he understands from that position that he is, he's a producer. He's still a consumer at the end of the day, but he's more in the producer lane where he's making shit for sale. You know what I mean? He's in that lane. So he see how this shit work. You know what I mean? Of how you could literally take a shirt, put holes in it, and put a $2,000 tag on it. People gonna buy it.
That. Remember the Ed Hardy? I had an Ed Hardy shirt. Like, what? Like, these jeans got holes. Even now, the jeans got holes in them. They paying $200-$400 for them.
Yeah. You know, but especially because his Kanye shit, man, I don't know, terrible. To me, a lot of his shit that he put out gets uglier and uglier, but it's just because of his name and the price tag on it. People buy it just like, because people know once you see, oh, that costs some money. I'm like, man, that shouldn't make, that don't make you, you right. know? And it's like,
That's crazy, because they got shoes that are like that. I forgot the brand of the shoe, but I was at like Saks or what was I at? Like Nordstrom's or something like that. I think it was at Nordstrom's in LA somewhere. And I picked up a shoe that cost like $300, and it looked like a nigga was skateboarding in it for like 10 years straight. And they sell it.
Yeah.
And that's what they selling for $300.
And motherfuckers are buying. and motherfuckers are buying it. You know what I mean?
Buying it.
But that's that whole and that even that conversation can turn into something else, because all of it goes back to when we were just talking about the Willie Lynch and everything, just back during that time. Because when you beat a community down so much mentally and make them feel like they ain't shit, they gonna do everything they can do to try to show you that they the shit. So this is the reason why people go out and buy all this stuff, because they like, you know the price of this, so if I got it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, but everything ain't right. And you know, but that's where the respect level for certain shit has to change with people. You know what I mean? Like, money don't make a motherfucker a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or a real man or a real woman.
Like, my homeboy about that. Yeah, you're right. You absolutely right. And we gotta stop accepting that as something that's supposed to be true. I just talked to my homeboy about that. My nigga that did 15 years straight. Said, why do we keep letting people that got money be respected? It's a whole lot of informants from well known cities. Just because he got money, that makes him not no informant still?
No, because people so desperate to get on, they will overlook if the person is the actual informant or a rat, that they like, well, fuck it. He got the bag.
Yeah.
He get money, so maybe I can get in and, you know what I mean, get my money. You know what I mean? Then they end up adopting that person's same principles and shit. It's basically, it's just more incentives to actually, it's more incentives to be a hoe ass nigga nowadays than to bring, you know what I mean? From every level, like from every level, the street level, even to the corporate world, it's more of an incentive to be a cutthroat, don't have no morals and principles, don't move with integrity, than to have those morals and principles as an integrity. Money, you know what I mean? You got
money makes the say so.
Because a lot of motherfuckers, because the order just been lost in so many different type of ways, back in the day, and not even just saying back in the day like the 60s and 70s, but about 20 some years ago and minimum, and some people carry the tradition on, like, you getting money with some dudes and you get locked up, your homeboy's paying your bail to get you out. You know what I'm saying? And they try to, maybe you should have some money, or they maybe help you get an attorney. But nowadays, like, you get locked up, your homeboy's fuck you. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you holler at your girl, your baby mama, all type of stuff. You know, scandalous.
But you got the police on the other side, like, hey, we a knock some years off of your shit, or we'll let you go skate-free, and for whatever, if you give us a house or give us a certain type of shit, and say, for instance, if a rat tail on a drug dealer and they raid his house and there's a few million in there, from like, this is what, like, hearing this when Dex was talking about, when he was quote-unquote talking about Blue Da Vinci or whatever that situation, talking about just the incentives of how rats, if they fuck around and tell on someone and they find $5 million, that rat may get a percentage out of that shit.
Yeah. And then they won't look at it as telling. They look at it, well, hey, I got, you know, hey, it was
you
a
might
deal.
Want to sign up and just be a police officer then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They look at it
so people know what you are.
Right, exactly. Because now a sucker gonna look at it that, oh, I'm just doing business. No, nigga, that's not business.
Right.
That ain't business.
The lines just didn't got too blurred. Yeah, on all, so, you know, they putting hoe ass niggas in high positions. You know what I mean? Then you got
everywhere,
like we was talking about earlier. You know what I mean? I'm not just yet. I ain't gonna say this person's name, but you put a liar in a position that must be sensitive or have insecurities in a position. Now you got this person blocking other people. You taking food and fucking up people, you know, money and stuff like that, because you a suck ass nigga. Like, you shouldn't even be in a position at a company to make decisions being that type of person.
Right.
You know, so I still, because of how the owner came to me, I have respect for that person. But to me, honestly, it may, at the end of the night, I would think about it like, if I was this owner, I would really have to sit down and really consider, should I have this person working for it?
Right. I got to reevaluate this now.
Did, like,
I make
for real.
You know, putting this person in position? I think this looks like I might have the wrong person in position.
Because if he taking money, and I'm just one example, but every dollar that he take, if he's stopping me, because the money I'm making is taking money out of the owner's pocket as well. So if you doing this to multiple different people, how much is you slowing up money coming through this company because you want to just be the one in this particular field?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why, just like in the rap, that's why in the rap game they say like you have some artists that try to turn into CEOs, and I fuck with Jeezy. I don't listen to a lot of his music now, but like I fuck with Jeezy. But I always wonder. I don't really give him the YG stamp. Like he just popped YG off. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, YG is gonna be YG no matter what.
Yeah, you know. But he's one of the people that I felt like. Throughout his time, he never was able to get bring someone else and get them popping. And then you start hearing a lot of these motherfuckers have insecurities. They don't be really trying to get someone else popping. They bring someone else along, and then they be mad at that person because everybody gonna have their peak ups and downs, their peaks and valleys. You bring another artist on, and he get the popping. Now you jealous of the artist that you put on because he doing world tours and hot. But nigga, you still making money off of that. You know what I'm saying? You should. But people don't see it like that. They just want to be the one. They want to be the one in everybody's face. They want to be the most famous. And I guess just having a difference of how I view shit, that's why I really don't – I show my face, but I don't show my face because I don't give a fuck about being – I don't want to be famous. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if the shit had 10 million subscribers. I would still move the same way. I don't want to be famous. I want to be able to, if I go to the grocery store, if I'm out with my child or anything like that, I don't want people running up to me, asking me for autographs. I don't want people coming up to me on that bullshit rah-rah just because we live in a world star age. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some people want the fame. Some people want the quote-unquote, I wouldn't even call it notoriety, just people in this shit for the wrong reasons. And just going back to the original topic we're saying, it's too many of the wrong people getting in position, and that's what's be holding back the community as well.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I'm glad you said that, and I gotta get in here and whip this food up because they in here, they about to cuss me out. let me go whip this poison up real quick. All right. So check it out. I did it. We was doing an interview on Be Real TV, right? And I'm sitting there chopping up with a young dude, and I was like. I'm listening to his music. I'm like, man, you sound like an introvert that's forced to be an extrovert. And the dude was like, you're exactly right. I said, that's what's wrong with the world. That's what's wrong with everything.
Yeah.
We got everybody doing something, not to knock the artist or whatever, but dude is good at what he does, but you got introverts playing extrovert parts.
Yeah. And I'm to be like, honest, I'm all.
You gotta do shows and stuff. You gotta be out there. I'm like, you don't want to. And I'm just like, this don't even make no sense.
If he was able to just put his music out there, because you start off, you just putting your music and if you would just be able to make all your money just from streaming and all that, that artist would be fine. But your real bag, like you say, is from going doing them shows, meeting the people,
you gotta get out there. And that's, you know what I'm saying? 90% of all these new cats. They're introverts trying to be an extrovert. That's what the drugs and all that shit come in. You don't have that energy. You don't have that energy about you. You're forcing it to be there. Now you hear about these niggas being depressed. Oh, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know. You confused because you're an introvert trying to do extroverted shit.
I low key, because I was lightweight. I wouldn't call myself that, but it's damn near almost a similar struggle. Even though it's more of a mental decision because of a lifestyle, the reason why I don't want to be on the forefront, you know what I'm saying? Because of, you know, it's more out of privacy shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know what I mean? I want to be the type of person, I don't give a fuck if I got $5 in my pocket or if I got $5 million in my pocket. The average person, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I don't like people know my business, but it's like due to the circumstances of how life damn near pushed me into doing this, it made me have to look at myself. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Yeah. You know what I mean? The bigger and bigger shit get, it's like, I ain't gonna say I don't like people, but I don't like motherfuckers like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so I do comedy. My brother will tell you, like, bro, you don't even like people like that. I'm like, I know, but I gotta sell out this crowd.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn.
I'm a people person with me and mine.
Exactly. That's how I am. Like, if motherfucker genuine, they cool, they'll see a whole nother side of me than other people. Other people are like, oh, he just don't talk too much. He stay off to himself. Or sometimes people may, oh, he mean or whatever. Like, it ain't that. I fuck with the people I fuck with.
You don't want to open up that door.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because people, a lot of people ain't shit. You know, a lot of people just ain't shit. And we have experienced it and know it already. You know what I mean? And we, it's
Yeah.
easy to see it in people quick. You know what I mean? But
Hell
yeah,
yeah.
man. But we go ahead and wrap this up. Just down there, $120 on the time. So I'll figure out.
You
I'm
know
gonna
how
go
we
ahead.
do. This ain't nothing but another conversation.
That's when I seen it start kicking off when we got to talk about Nipsey. I'm like, okay, this is the time to start recording right now.
Yeah. Like, hold on. This gonna be good. We start recording that one. Yep.
For sure. All right. Well, I'm about to stop it and I'm gonna figure this out from here. You know,
Yeah.
because Dan first time doing it. So.
I bet. Let me let me know, because mine, I guess mine recording right now too.
Okay, for sure. But once I figure it out, I'll send you the link to it.
I bet that'll work.
All right, bet.